All right, Chibosa, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin. So we left off. We left off. Kuf Nun Ches, new section. Gilui ha'achdus ha'kayemes ayde koach ha'nesinus. Remember again to reorient ourselves just a little bit. So we were speaking about the idea that in life, all life activities really fit into one of two categories. Either something is called a nesina, either it's called the act of giving or it's called the act of receiving. And again, that's not a good or bad, it's just a fact. To take that to the next step, to take that to the next step. So at the end of the day, it's the koach hanesina that binds us to something else, and it's the act of giving that ultimately binds us, because the act of giving causes us to find the nekudas hatov, the point of good, within the other thing, versus the koach hakabal, the act of taking, which again, I want to be clear, it doesn't automatically create something negative. But remember, the whole point of this section is to figure out how to create a sense of unity within one's life. So the first step to this unity, says the Mechaber, is again this koach hanesina. So he goes on, koach hanesina, page kuf nun ches, the middle section there. So it's three paragraphs down from the top. Koach hanesina, the power of giving, Ya'achid es ha'adam im kol ha'beruim kulam, goes ahead and links man with all of the creations. Kimuvan, ein ha'kavona chas shom l'is'achid im hara kira, ela l'is'achid im nekudas ha'tov ha'genuzu b'chol ha'nivroim kulam. Now obviously when we speak about connecting with everything, you don't want to connect with every single thing. There are certain things in this world that are not good. So obviously a person wants to avoid those particular things, but rather it means connecting with what we call the Nekuda Satov, the essence of the good that is contained within all of creation. There is no creation in this world that does not have some spark of good. Again, if you were to have a creation that did not have a spark of good in it, lo haya lo kiyum, it would not be able to exist. V'lachein hanesina kefi gidareha v'hilchosal, kasher hi miskayemes kara'oi b'makom ha'nachon, hari shehi ma'achedes. So this is a very important yisod, that everything in life, in order for something in life to exist, it has to have some spark of good. If it doesn't have a spark of good, then by definition, it can't exist. Because again, in order for there to be, well, he's going to explain this concept more, but in order for the universe to exist, there has to be a sense of universal unity. Universal unity is predicated on the idea of the various creations combining because of a common denominator of good. Therefore, if there's no good, by definition, there's no existence. The Gemara says, Sheshochad huno trikun shenasechad. It's very interesting. The word shochad means what? Bless you. Shochad means a bribe. A bribe. So if what the Gemara says, that the word bribe is an otriku. An otriku means like a mnemonic. What's the mnemonic? Na'asechad. Shena'asechad. That they are made into one. What does that mean? Hanosin v'hamakabel na'asim echad. That's what I'm saying. It's actually very interesting. What's the problem with giving a bribe? The problem with giving a bribe is that ultimately, again, the individual who is giving it and the individual who receives it become one, right? What's the problem? Again, I go into a court case, I give the judge a bribe. What happens? Again, because they've given him something, by definition, he becomes connected to me, right? He's connected to me. We become one. So this is actually very interesting. Bishtachios nira la'adam. Now this is very interesting. He says, hanosin v'amekabel na'asim echad. So again, remember, obviously bribery is bad. And bribery is bad. But interestingly enough, there's something very profoundly positive that comes out from this concept. So now what we're saying is, shochad means the giver and the receiver become one. Bishtachios nira la'adam, nasati laploni, hari sha'pu'ula hi chiyuvis, avala na'achar shenasati histayma hamalochom. They will say, when we give to another, so the assumption is, the way it works is the following. I'm giving. It was very nice that I gave. And but this isn't any case of giving, positive giving. I've given tzedakah. I've helped another. I've given advice, whatever it may be. So we assume I've given to someone else. And then what happens? After I give, I'm done. You know, that's it. The action has come to a close. Mitchila haya hadavar etzli. For example, let's say I'm giving money. So in the beginning, the money was in my pocket. And then I gave it to my friend. He has it. So what happened? The act of giving took a couple of minutes, and that was it. But after I gave the item, what happened? I went my way, and the recipient went his way. But the truth is, when we look deeper, the rabbis tell us that in reality, there's something much more profound that occurs. The giver and the recipient become one. See, Rabbosai, Shochad is a negative example of how this occurs. But the same dynamic applies in the positive as well. The problem with Shochad is that I give money to someone, I give money to the judge, Shena'asechad, the judge and I become one. So what the Mechaber is suggesting over here is that is the dynamic of giving. When you give to another, it is not just simply that you're giving, but by definition, you become intertwined with the other. Giver and recipient, shena asuchad, they become one. Eichim naasim chad, so how do they become one? V'chim yishum sha'adam nasan baboker l'shcheino sakit chalav, sha'aysach asirilo, o shepagash adam b'chasino, b'tachana merkazit, shenitrach l'ntro l'yushalayim ve'in lo kesef, v'shil shal yodo 19 shkalim, So tell me, how exactly does this work? I wake up in the morning, my neighbor is out of milk. And he asks, okay, so this is Eretz Yisrael. He has to borrow a bag of milk. So because I give him a bag of milk, suddenly become one. Or I see someone at the Tachana Merkazit. I see someone at the central bus station. He doesn't have enough money to go ahead and catch a bus to Yerushalayim. So because of that, because I give him 20 shekel, 19 shekel, suddenly again we become one. He says, Eich yachal lihios. Shema'asim kol kach pu'utim ukitanim ye'achdu bein b'nei adam. How could it be that such small actions that are relatively insignificant? I mean, it's nice to lend milk. You know, it's nice to lend a cup of sugar to your neighbor, and it's nice to help somebody go out and get home. But at the end of the day, why does that make us one? You see, Ramizu, we'll have to amplify the question. Hari kasher adam rotzel his achid. L'dugma, im ben zugo o bas zugo, zehu binyon shel shanim, kafi shekol echad makir, keitzan nitar efo lahagdir shema'ase katan, yachol la'achid. Furthermore, let's say again, a person wants to get married, a person wants to go ahead, more than I should say, it's not get married, a person wants to connect with one's spouse, a person wants to build a meaningful marriage. So how could it be? We know that when a person tries to build a meaningful marriage, this is not just simply a connection that's supposed to last a day, a week, a couple of years. People strive to establish a connection that spans for years. Kate said, "Nitan efo lahagdir shema'ase katan yachol la'echad la'achid." So how does this work? How could it be? How could it be that at the end of the day, such a small act? Because so what am I going to do to build the marriage? I'm going to try to be more attentive. I'm going to try to be a little bit better. I'm trying to help out a little bit more. Whatever it may be. Good morning, Yaakov Mordechai. So how could it be that such a small act could result in something so significant? Let's just finish top of Kuf Nun Tes and then we'll stop for today. Ella, L'mashal ma'adavadome. He says, let me give you an example. The example is, Emnikach magnet, v'naniach oso liyad magnet. So this is Hebrew, right? If you go ahead and you take one magnet and you place it next to another magnet, so what happens? Ba'ofen tiv'i, in a normal fashion, heim yischabru ze'im ze'. The magnets will connect one with the other. But if you place something in between the magnets, ha'chatzitza timanea es ha'ischabrus ha'magnatim ze'im ze'. So interestingly enough, if you have two magnets, they will connect. If you place something in between the magnets, then what? Then by definition, the magnets will not connect. But the moment that you remove that item that is interrupting between the two magnets, the moment you remove that thing that is separating the magnets, by definition, they will once again come together. See, he writes, the truth is, this is the essence of the entire creation. So the truth is, you're right. The reason why this sounds so difficult for us is because when we think about creating unity, one with the other, so the truth is, or really, one with the other, I mean one with everything around him, so we look at it as starting from scratch. We look at it as starting from zero, and now I have to build a sense of connection. And therefore it sounds impossible. What's important to understand is the natural default of man is that we're all magnets. Because the natural default of man is that we're all magnets, what does that tell you? That the natural default is his achdus. Meaning, again, if we're all magnets, then at the end of the day, the natural situation is to be biyachad, is to be together. He's right, quoting the Zohar over here, that all of the neshamas that would ever be created were housed at first within Adam HaRishon's neshama. Adam has the root neshama. U'la'achrikan, holchu v'hispartu dor achar dor. And only afterwards did the neshamas go ahead and separate generation after generation. Ad hamatzav ha'achshavi shebo anu chayim. Until we come to our present state. Nimtza shes achdus hi einenu achdus mechudeshes eli chazara l'matzav harishoni. This is so profound. He says, the reason why people think that unity is such a difficult idea is because we're starting from zero, and we have to create this thing called unity. Says the Mechaber, that's not true. In fact, again, unity, his achdus, is the natural state of affairs. V'harai, the proof to that is, all of the neshamas emanate from the original root neshama of Adam HaRishon. We were all together. And then what happens? Over the years, they went ahead and they disseminated afterwards. But at the end of the day, the natural default is that we are all the magnets. Just what happens? Sometimes things get in between the two magnets that prevent them from connecting. If you understand that achdus is the default situation, then by definition it makes it an attainable goal. If by definition you're starting from scratch, it's impossible. But if you believe that it's the natural state of affairs, just sometimes, you know, the things get in between the magnets that prevent them from coming together, then the mindset is much more attainable. I also will stop over here. We're not obviously not finished this. We're leaving off midsection, but Amir Tashem will pick up here tomorrow.
Rabbi, I'm talking about when you reverse the poles on the magnet.
Right. So that we will.